There's a brayse on Lamed Amud Aleph, which has a machlokes hatanoim and the reisha, and machlokes hatanoim and the sefer. Machlokes hatanoim and the reisha is Reb Shub ben Korcho disagrees with the Tanakama whether you require Yerushneim ke'echod by mominus. By nefashis, we have the pasuk. Lo yimas al pi eid echod, the Gemara says echod echod, singular eidim of this. Even if they're royim bevasas, but the eidim are not royim zezeh. So that's not acceptable by nefashis. And the implication is, lo yumas, but by mominus it is good. So that's machlokes hatanoim. To what extent are we mekel? So Tanna Kamma says, you're mekel if the eidim are not royim zezeh, but they have to be Yerushneim ka'achas. They have to be looking at the same maisa. And we pass like Reb Shimon Karcha, that's not even necessary. So the Gemara now in Amud Beis has a machlokes hamaroim. We paskin like Reb Shimon Karcha. The question is, to what extent do we paskin like him? So one opinion is that we only paskin bekarka because the two eidim bekarka, the one who is making a cheskes habata made a haidos bavin at two different times in the presence of two different eidim, that this karka belongs to the Marakama. He's only renting, that he doesn't own the karka. So one version was that we only pass like Reb Shimon Karcha b'karka. The other version was, what are you talking about? Karka, even the Chachamim agree to Reb Shimon Karcha. So the Gemara quoted a braisa from Nezikin de Bei Karna. Karna was in that kufa. He was like Reb Chira, Boshia wrote the sefta. So Karna wrote his own set of braises. That there are several cases where Meidim Chacham the Reb Shimon ben Karcha. Where are they? Beidus Pchor, Beidus Karka, Zekev Shebebein, Lechein Shebebein, Shebebas. So even the Chachamim agree that by Yedis Karka, you don't need that they should be Roim Bevasachas. Okay, so the Gemara says, Gabar Gabar Karam, is that different versions of what the Chachamim said, and when exactly do we pass like a Reb Shimon ben Karcha? If the Chachamim are moed about Karka, and we have a tradition, din is like a Reb Shimon ben Karcha, Reb Shimon ben Karcha, so must be the din is like him by Havor, by Metalkla. Metalkla means by Havor, even though it's two different Havors. So what exactly does it mean that Chachamim are moed to Reb Shimon ben Karcha bibchor? So Rashi has a fantastic chiddush over here. Rashi says, even though the din should have been eid echad nemen b'yisurim, there's a din losechel kol tayev kol shetiyav eichal. So the Gemara says, if mum bibchor, if you are matal mum and bibchor, you're not allowed to. Kol mi allowed to be matal mum and bibchor. If you are matal mum, you cannot shecht the bibchor based on that mum. You have to wait till it gets another mum. That's one din. Tosis shows from the Gemara that's only midrabban. It's not a real. It's only an asmachta on the pasuk. It's not a real drasha Gemara deraisa. And then the Gemara tells us also the kohanim v'chashud into imatal mum because it's in their best interest. As soon as it gets a mum, so b'zman hazeh you can shecht it chutz l'migdosh, and it's one of the chavdal that matans kun. You don't have to be paid there. B'chorim ma'isa the two karbanas that if they get a mum kavu, you don't have to be paid. Just shecht it chutz l'migdosh. So it's in the interest of the Kohanim that they should get a mum, so they are chashudim to tell a lie that the mum developed by itself. So that's a minatari. He says that it's the mum happened by itself. It should be neman. With the Rabbana, we don't trust the Kohen. So one would have thought, so you need eid echot to say. Isn't it an issue of eid echot neman b'yisurim? What is keneged cheska sister? We see that it has a mum kavua. You see it has a mum. You don't know whether the mum happened by itself. So it's a chumr with the Rabbana. If you are matal mum, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's called keneged cheskasisa. So Rashi learns the pshat and the Gemara that you need two eidim. You need two eidim to say that the mum happened by itself. And if the kohanim wouldn't have been chashudim, so they would have to, they and another eid would have to say. You would always need two eidim. There was always a din. You always need two eidim to say that the mum happened by itself. That's what Tesed Tainus. So where does it say like that? Lama lishnayed, I feel the yachad demon. I feel the eid mipied, ki is a pair kop so damag dashim. Eid echad is demon, eid mipied is demon. Gemara and Shabbos, daf kuf mem hei. Eid echad demon be surim. Applies to this issue of sapele dike rashi, that you need to win. So Tesed learns that it doesn't mean eid is b'chor, that the mum happened by itself. Tesed learns we're talking about real, an issue of dini mominus, dead end. The Bechor gets Pishnayim. Let's say the man dies and he leaves four sons. So if no one is the Bechor, then each one gets 25% of the Yerusha. If one of them is a Bechor, so you consider as if he had five sons and the Bechor gets two-fifths. So 25% if there's no Bechor. And two-fifths is what is 40%. So it's a big difference between 25% and two-fifths is 40%. So if no one can prove, if the Bechor cannot prove that he is the Bechor, then you say, HaMoitz Machaber Olaf HaRaya, the Muchzok keeps it. Who's considered Muchzok? So the Gemara say that all of the brothers are considered Muchzokim on 25%. The Bechor is the burden of proof is on the Bechor. He has to prove that he's a Bechor, that he's entitled to get 40% instead of 25%. So for that you have to have Edim. So this is the Gemara in Yesh Nechlin. The Gemara tells that somebody came to the Bezdin and he said, I know that this fellow is the Bechor. So the Rashbam and the Taisus say, it doesn't mean one aid said, I know he's a Bechor. You have to have Hu ve'acher. You have to have two Edim because it's an issue of Didi Mominus. The Bechor is not considered Muchzuk. He claims that he's the Bechor. He claims that he's entitled to two-fifths, 40%. And the other brothers say they don't know. They're not so convinced. They don't remember that he was the Bechor. They would have known who was older. They were all brothers. They don't remember that he's the Bechor. So the Pashta says that the Rol Muchzuk came out of 25%. So the Bechor has to bring two Edim to prove that's what the Rashbam says on that Gemara, and that's what the Tosfos says. You need two Edim. Like a regular case of Dini Mamnes. That Gemara, so that's what Tosis interprets our Gemara, that by Bechor, if the father said in the presence of two different people at two different times, last year he said in the presence of an Eid Echad that Yankel is the Bechor, and last month he said in the presence of Beryl that Yankel is the Bechor. So the two Eid Echads come together, and that's like Karka. He's saying on the two Eid Echads are saying on the exact same thing that Karna writes in his Braisa, the Nezik and the Beit Karna, that even the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Shimon Koch over there, that the two Edim can be Royim at different times, because it's saying the exact same thing. The father made a statement that this one is Bechor. So why should the father be Neman? If the Din requires two Edim, why is the father Neman? No, that's a Pasuk. That's a Pasuk. The Gemara says, what the Pasuk is, Kes HaBechor Ben Asnoa Yakir. That's Nemanas of Yakir. And the Gemara discusses why in the world do you need a Nemanas of Yakir? It's Biyodai. That's based on this Tosefta that we had over here. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. The end of Kiddushin and the end of Bava Basra. What it needed in the manas of Yaker, it's Biyoda of the father to make out a check and give him the differential between the 25% and the 40%. He can make out a check for 15% and give it to him. He can give it to him. So the Gemara says, I need the Pasuk Yaker for situations where it's not Biyoda either because he says it today when he's healthy and then he gets additional sums of money afterwards, way more money than that. Than the 15%, so it's a davish lo bali yom. So it's not biyoda to be makna the davish lo bali yom. But even if you're like Rav Meir, or the makna davish lo bali yom, there are cases where even Rav Meir would agree that you can't be makna davish lo bali yom. Sure, the Gemara gives cases. So that's what the Rashbam and the Tosfos learn, that in order to ascertain that one son is a bechor that he should be entitled to the bina, you have to have two edim. The exception to the rule is the father's neman. But if the father's no longer alive and you have an Eid Echad says, I heard from the father, so the Eid Echad doesn't have Nemanas of Yaakov. Eid Echad is not enough for Dini Mamnes, you need two Eid. And the Tosfos read on that Gemara in Yesh Nechlin says that there are those of Rishonim who learned that you have to have Hu V'Yachir, you have to have two Eid, and he disagrees. Where does he come off to disagree? What does he have a mocker that Eid Echad is Neman? So he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Tes on the base. But the Gemara is talking about Ishtamai De'inu. Ishtamai De'inu is part of the text of the Shtar Chalitza. What do you mean Shtar Chalitza? Chalitza doesn't have an Ishtar. No, after the Yavama does the Chalitza with the Yavam, then the Bezn who supervised the Chalitza writes her a Shtar. How do they have the authority to write a Shtar? That's the Chiddush. The Bezn has the right to write a Shtar Ma'ase Bezn after a Din Torah. Or after a chalitza, after a get. So the Bezin has the right to write a shtar chalitza without any dasa mischayim. So they write, this is to ascertain that the Yavam is permitted to remarry, that we ascertained that the chalitza was done properly by her deceased husband's brother, who was a brother from the same father. It doesn't matter whether they have the same mother or not, they have to have the same
father.
So that's called, so they write, in the days of the Gemara, they used to write to Shtar in Aramaic. So they wrote, Ishtamo de Inhu, means he karnuhu. We identified him. Dahua de Misna Meyabahu. We identified, we ascertained that the one who performed the Chalitza was the brother of the Nifter from the father. So in, and in Ibn Ezer, in Ilchus Chalitza, they quote that. The Gemara has a machloikis. How much of a bira do you need? Let's take a look. There's the Gemara in Yevamos. Daf Lamed Tes on the base. The second wide line on Lamed Tes and the base, that part of the text of the Shtar Chalitza is Ishtamod Inu Ikarnuhu, that he's the brother of the Nifter. Pligibar Rabacha Rabid Acharama Beedim Vechamafilu Karbafilu Isha. One says you need to aid him because Yivama Lashuk is a Dovish Abiyervo. Yivama Lashuk is a Dovish Abiyervo. So you should require it to aid him for Dovish Abiyervo to make sure that you're doing it properly. And the Charam and the other one says, no, Eid Echad is Neman, and since Eid Echad is Neman, so there's no psul of Karv, there's no psul of Isha. Ve'ilchas argila milsa b'yamahu, afilu Karv, afilu Isha. We pass and Eid Echad is good, and since Eid Echad is good, so it doesn't even have to be a kosher. Even a Karv and even an Isha is also good. So that's the question, what does that mean, gila milsa b'yamahu? Why is Eid Echad Neman? Because, what do the words mean, gila milsa b'yamahu? Why isn't it a dabasha b'yervam? So some Rishonim interpret that the only time an Iser Eshesish is considered a Dovish of the Erva is when you're talking about is the woman an Eshesish or not, because there's an Iser Koris and an Iser Misa. But Yivam Alashuk, there's no Iser Koris, there's no Iser Misa, it's just a lab. Yivam Yavaleha. It's an essay, it's an Iser essay, it's an Iser lab. There's neither Koris, then there's neither Misa. So therefore, mikradin it's isurim. So Eid Echad is neman be isurim. So if that's the pshat, so what does the Gemara say? V'hilchus agil milsa biyama afilu karvafilisha. What is the losh? Gil milsa. You should have said v'hilchus Eid Echad neman be isurim afilu karvafilisha. What does it say? Gil milsa biyama. Rab Chaim Moshe has a tshuva, and he writes that he doesn't accept. Even though one of the Rishonim says like that, he says he can't accept that. That's against the Beferishi Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara later in Yevamos says that. Simple reading of the Gemara is that Mikra Din Deraisa to ascertain that Meis Baila, that the husband died, that the woman should be allowed to remarry. Menatari really need to aid him. And it's only a Kulam in the Rabbanon that they allowed a woman to remarry based on Eid Echad. How can they be Mekon with the Rabbanon? Ein Kerach Biyarcha Chamer Lakadom Menatar Bekum Biyaseh. How can they allow a woman to remarry? It's an Isra Eshesish. So that's a Kasha that all the Rishonim ask. So Rashi and Shabbos says Avkir Rabbana Kedushim Inay, and then Taisus says that even though Enkerach Biachacham Lakadom and Atar Bekum Biasei, but if it's a Dover Hadayma, if the Chachamim can package it in such a way that it sounds like a real Din Deraisa, so then Yeshkerach Biachachamim. So Peladiga Taisus, that's what the conservative Batidinim always do. They package everything. You're allowed to drive to the synagogue on Sabbath because you want to maintain Jewish identity. So it's Bikuach Nefesh. It's not Bikuach Haguf. It's Bikuach Nefesh. The conservatives package everything as if it's a Din Deraisa. So that's what the Chazanish says. He can't accept that Taisa. This Taisa says, Chazanish reinterprets the Taisa. The Taisa never said it. It's very hard to reinterpret the Taisa because it's a Taisa become a Mesichtis. It's about four or five different places. Taisa says the same thing. How can you reinterpret all the Taisus? Very difficult. The Chazanish doesn't like the Taisus, that's all. Okay. He disagrees with Taisus. And then the Ramban explains why it's a real Din Deraisa. It's a problem. It's a major problem. The Rashi is a difficult, the Rashi in the Enema. The Rashi is on that daf, on Kuf Mem Hei, where Taisus quoted the Gemara. The Gemara says that Eid Mipi Eid, whenever Eid Echad is Nema B'Yisurim, so Eid Mipi'ed is also good. So the Gemara gives several examples there. So the Gemara says that Eid Echad Nema B'Yisurim by Meis Baila, so Eid Mipi'ed is also Nema. Wherever Eid Echad is Nema, Eid Mipi'ed. Whenever you need two Eidim, you need two Eidim. If Nei Bezim, then Eid Mipi'ed is no good. So Rashi over there points out, how does Chacham have the authority, have the ability to allow a woman to remarry based on Eid Echad? So that's where the Rashi writes. The Rashi doesn't appear anywhere in Yevamos. It's in all places. It's Shabbos Kuf Memhem Beis on that daf where the Gemara says, well, maybe that's the first place in Shas where it says Eid Echad is Demet by Meis Baila. Okay. The Rashi says Avkin Rabban and Kedush Minay, and all the Rishonim are not happy with the Rashi. So I'll call upon him. So the Gemara says, why? What's the rationale? Why did the Chachamim permit a woman to remarry based on Eid Echad that says Meis Baila? So the Gemara says two svaras with an afkamina ledina between them. Either because we assume milza David leglui loy mushakri inchi, an Eid Echad wouldn't tell a lie, so it's not that Eid Echad has naman, it's a ruba deleisa kaman, that Eid Echad is ain't a naman by Meis Baila. But the Gemara says other things also, when you really need shnei edim, so if it's a milza David leglui, it's a ruba deleisa kaman that the fellow's telling the truth because he would never want to get caught red-handed in a lie. That's one svar the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says another svar, maybe isha daiko mitzvah mitachem shechmarta aleha b'soifa ikalto aleha b'tchilos. So we tell a woman, look here, lady, this Eid Echad says that your husband is dead, so we're going to permit you to remarry. But keep in mind, if it turns out that your husband is alive, you're going to be afkahak tzaris. The second husband will have to divorce you. The first husband will have to divorce you. He won't be able to go back. The children that you have with the second husband will be mamzerim minat Torah. If you go back to your first husband, the children will be mamzer midrabanan, and the second husband doesn't have to pay ksuba, the first husband doesn't have to pay ksuba, and we read the riot act, more like that. There are 13 knossos, I think, the Mishnah has a whole list of knossos. So we tell the woman, you better investigate it well. If it's going to turn out that you made a mistake, we're relying on you. If you think that your husband is dead, we permit you to remarry, but keep in mind the consequences will be that in case he's still alive and it's a mistake, you're going to have a lot of penalties. So the Gemara says, what's the difference, halacha l'maaseh, whether the hefter is based on daiko and mitzvah, the hefter is based on milsa d'abedilu loy mishakir inche. So one nafkamina is, what if the girl is a little girl? She's only 10 years old. She's not 45 years old. A 10-year-old girl was married to the guy, and he's missing in action, and somebody says, Mesu Kvartib, I know that he's dead and I buried him. So they expect the 10-year-old girl to make all investigation. She's a little girl. She doesn't want to make an investigation. An adult, an older woman can make an investigation. So you can't say Daika Mitzvah by Aktana, but you could still say Milsa Zabir Galoy, like Meshachim Inshad, the Erechud wouldn't want to get caught red-handed in a lie. And then the Gemara has another suffix. The Gemara has several nafkaminas al-dinim between these two svaras. What motivated the Chachamim? What motivated them to be... What was the pressure? They were under pressure. The Gemara said, Mishum iguna kile rabbanon. The Chachamim were under pressure to come up with a heter because the Romans were throwing Jewish people into dungeons and letting them die from starvation. And there were no edim there. How are you going to allow... How are you going to be mata the wife to remarry? So there were those... Women were lucky that when there would be an Eid Echad to know that the husband was dead. They would be fortunate. Most of them wouldn't even have an Eid Echad. It wasn't shach to have two Eidim. That was highly improbable to have two Eidim. So that's what the pressure on the Chachamim was. Mishum Yigunah Kiyah LeBrabbanan. They felt you have to come up with some heter. Then the question is, Mishum Yigunah Kiyah LeBrabbanan doesn't necessarily mean that it's Midrabbanan. Doesn't mean they were Mekel Midrabbanan. Maybe Mishum Yigunah. Maybe that's the historical background as to why they had to have a conference, why they had to have a convention. And maybe these are two legitimate heterim on the level of the Raisa, Daiko Minsuva and Milsa David Abla. Maybe it's good men at Torah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, Poshib Shah, that it's good men at Torah, it's not Midirabban. Could be. But many Rishonim assume that it's not so. The Rishonim assume Mishon Miguna, Kila Be Rabban, and it's only a Kula Midirabban. Men at Torah, it's not good. Men at Torah, it's not good, it's only a Kula Midirabban. So the Gemara has a suffix. What if you have a situation where Eid Echad comes and he says Meis Baila, but it's not that she has children and therefore since Meis Baila she's allowed to remarry whomever she wants. Meis Baila, and therefore she has no children and therefore she's up for Yibum. So the Gemara says, maybe she always had a crush on her brother-in-law. Maybe he always had a crush on her. So maybe she's not going to be so medayik. If the heter is based on Milsa David Aglil, who wouldn't tell a lie if he knows he can get caught red-handed in the lie, so then it's there's mokam lahakel. But if the heter of Eidechud rests on Isha Daikon Minsuva, so one nafkamina would be, what if she's only a 10-year-old child? You can't expect her to, well, she's a chareshis, can't expect her to make a whole investigation. Another nafkamina might be, what if the issue is whether she's misyabemis or not? What if she's... That's one discussion the Gemara has, right? Then the Gemara has another discussion. I'm saying over the wrong Gemara. Then the Gemara has another discussion. What if a woman is a Yavam Balashuk? We know that her husband died. We brought the funeral. We know the husband died, and we know that there is a Yavam. And then Eidecha comes and says that the Yavam died. So the Gemara has a suffix in such a situation. Would you also be Mekel? That Eidechud would be good. So Rabbi Chaim Moser asks, what's the suffix? If this Shita in the Rishonim is correct, that Yavam Alashuk is treated like Eidechud Dam and Bisurim, of course Eidechud is good. The only time is a discussion is when you're talking about a Dov Shabierva. Mikra, then you start off that you need to aid him, and either Midirabbanan were Mekel, or not Midirabbanan. We figured out Mishum Eguna, the Chachamim felt pressure, they had to come up with a heter, so they came up with a heter on the level of the Raisa, Daiko Minsvo, Zeruba Deleisa Kamon, or the other Ruba Deleisa Kamon of Milsa David Gliloi Mishakarinche. But if you're talking about a case of if Yavam Alashuk is Isurim, so what's the whole pilpul? Of course, Eidechud is Neman. Rav Chaim Moser times from that Gemara Yisib Beferish, the Gemara had a suffix whether Eidechud is Neman to say Mesa Yavam. Maybe she didn't like the Yavam. Maybe she won't be Medayik because she didn't like him. She was married to her husband. She loved him. She married her. She agreed to marry the husband. So it's going to be heartbreaking that she's going to have to admit that the husband is dead. So she's going to be Isha Daiko Mitzvah. But maybe she never liked the Yavam to begin with. So maybe that's why she won't make a good investigation. If it's based on Daiko Mitzvah, she may not make a good investigation because she never wanted to have any shaykhs with the brother-in-law anyway. So Rabbi Chaim Moser says, see from the Gemara, that's also called the Dovah Shebi'ev. Why is it Taka called the Dovah Shebi'ev? Why is it a Dovah Shebi'ev? We usually assume that Gili Araya says when there's an Issa Koris, an Issa Bia with an Issa Koris. So apparently, every time there's an Issa Koris, it's called Dovah Shebi'ev. Eating on Yom Kippur is also an Issa Koris. Chametz Pesach also an Issa Koris. Not every Issa Koris, Chilul Shabbos an Issa Koris. The Lamed Val Krisis Amor is about Torah. Just because there's Koris doesn't make it into Dovah Shebi'ev. So apparently you have to say that Koris doesn't play a role over here. Ikavort is issues or no issues. Since Yavam Alashuk is an issue of Zika, Zika is some form of issues, b'miktsas. The Yavam is a kuka to the Yavam. So to establish whether there is issues or there's no issues, that's considered a Dovah Shebi'ev. Even an issue of Yavam Alashuk. So you can't really translate the words, and it doesn't read straight. The Gemara had a machlokes ishtemadin. Do you need be'edim to edim? I treat it like a davar shebi'erva, or is it echod good? And me'mele fe echod is good. Afilu korva afilisha. The Gemara says when machlokes Rav Acha veRavina. The Gemara said the hilchos. How do we paskin? Gilim ilsa bi'alma afilu korva afilisha. So you can't say that it's Eidechad and Bisurim. So why does the Gemara use the Lashon Gidlim Ilsa B'yam? The Shiva said Isurim, Ilchasa Eidechad and Bisurim, Afilu Karva Afilish. So you see from the Gemara, Pasha Pshat, that Pshat is not correct. So what does it mean, Gidlim Ilsa B'yam? So the Nadi Behuda has a tshuva, he claims that there are three different shitas in the Rishonim. So some Rishonim say that it's a Gidlim Ilsa B'yam means Milsa David Ilgluy. Just like Milsa David Ilgluy, La Mishakri Inchi, to say that Meis Baila. Where else does the Gemara have, let's say, someone is selling eggs, so he's a religious Jew, and he keeps kosher, and he says that these are eggs from a hen. You can't tell if they're eggs from a hen or eggs from an eagle. Eggs from an eagle, they're treif. Eggs from a hen, they're kosher. So if he's a Jewish person, so you say, I can believe him. What if he's a Nochri? So the Nochri doesn't have to keep kosher. He's allowed to eat eagle eggs if he wants to. So Erech HaNem Yisrim only applies to one who's obligated to observe kosher and who actually observes kashrus. If he's a nochri, he doesn't have to observe kashrus, or he's Jewish and he doesn't observe, doesn't always observe kashrus, doesn't have them on us. So let's say he's a non-Jew who's selling eggs. So there's a non-Jew selling eggs. So the non-Jew says he's a hen's eggs. How can you believe him? So the Gemara says we can believe him because it's a milsa David Elegluye loy mishakri inchi. Why is it David Elegluye? When you crack open the egg, when you look at the shell on the outside, you can't tell whether it's from a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird. Once you crack it open, you'll be able to tell, the Gemara says, by the shape of the yolk and the white. I think it's going to be the reverse or something. By an egg that comes from a hen, so the white is on the round and the yolk is in the middle. If it comes from a non-kosher bird, it's going to be a different, it's going to look differently inside. So I'm going to buy the eggs from the guy who's standing on the street selling eggs. I'll call home. Within 5 minutes, I'll ascertain whether he's telling the truth or telling a lie. So that's what some Rishonim interpret over here. Eid Echod is saying that this person is a brother of the Meis, Ochid Min Ha'av. He's a brother that had the same father. If it's going to turn out to be a lie, we're going to find out. We're going to ask around afterwards. So it's a Milsa David El Glui La Mishakri Inch. That's how some Rishonim say. Also would be believed. Probably. Milsa David El Glui, Nochri would be believed. Yes. Usually you need Milsa David El Glui by Dov Shabierva, where Eid Echod is saying, and you really need two Eid in the Ikar Adin, so I said Milsa David El Glui, Eid Echod is also good. But the Gemara has by Yisurim, where Eid Echod is Neman, but the one who's giving that amanus is a Nochri, so the Nochri doesn't have the amanus on the egg. So the Gemara says, Milsa David El Glui, let me shakri inchi. So it's not that the Nochri has that amanus, it's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon, he's not going to tell a lie, because no one wants to get caught red handed in a lie. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He wonders whether this is still true, Bizman Azeh, whether the psychology is still true. He said, because everybody was watching on television, I think when Nixon confronted Khrushchev in the United Nations and he asked him whether they have any missiles in Cuba, and he said with a straight face, no. And then Nixon showed the videos, he showed photos of the missiles in Cuba facing towards the United States. And Gornish and Khrushchev went by that with a straight face. He didn't turn red, he didn't turn colors. Maybe it's only politicians who are experts in lying. That's what they do for a living. Maybe they can lie. So they just said, he just wonders whether in our generation, whether this umdina still flies. Because in the Shulchan Aruch they say, umdinas come and go. We mentioned the other day, Isha is the menace to say, Meis Baila, if she says in the the Isha is the menace to say, Gerashtani, if she says in the presence of her husband, you divorce me because Ein Isha Meisa Paneha Bifnei Baila. That says in the Gemara. So the Raman Shulchan Aruch quotes when I go as Maimini, that we're not so convinced that this umdina still applies Bizman Hazeh, because it's such a Yiridus HaDoros, that people are bigger Hatsufim today. So maybe she'll lie in the presence of her husband, she'll be such a Hatsufa, she will be Meizah Paneh. So just like Rav Soloveitchik said, just like over there, the umdina is very questionable. So over here, he wasn't so convinced by the Milsa David of Gloy Lav Mishakarin, where this still applies Bizman Hazeh. Could be that it doesn't apply. So what is the pshat? So some learn, if the pshat is not that it's Eid Echod and Misurim, it's really not true. Chaim Moshe shows from the Gemara by Heter Agunas that Yevam Lashuk is also considered an issue of Dov Shebierva, because he's discussing Zika. Is the Zika, is there no Zika? So the question of Zika is the question of Isha. So even though this Isha says no Karis and no Misa, it's still considered Dov Shebierva. Mikar Adin, you do need Shnei Edim. So what's Eid Echod Neman? So some translate the words Gilim Milsa. Nadi Buddha claims there are three opinions in Rishayim. So he claims some Rishayim learn Gilim Milsa the same as Milsa David Ligloy. Other Rishayim give a different shot. Gilim Milsa is like this. Let's say this is a mashal that I think the Einig Yontif, if I'm not mistaken, has its mashal. Rav Soloveitchik gave the same mashal in the yeshivas. Everybody likes this mashal. Let's say Chalitza, to say that the Yavam is permitted to remarry, that's a Dovish HaBierva. Even though there's no Kuris and there's no Misa, we assume it's a Dovish HaBierva. So let's say they're going to do Chalitza. The Chalitza has to be done with a leather. There's a Machlekes in the Gemara. What constitutes a shoe? Is it only a leather shoe? Or any, if you're wearing socks, so socks, V'cholzo nala mi'al raglo. So what does the word nal mean? Nal means anything that you put on your foot. So a pair of socks is also good. So Gemara says, no, nal has to be something that protects the foot. What about sneakers? Sneakers is also good. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Wooden shoes. In Holland, they really wear wooden shoes. used to have a student in yeshiva in Val. He said some people still wear wooden shoes in Val. So is a wooden pair of shoes also called a shoe? On Yom Kippur, it's takanisa to wear wooden shoes, and on Tisha B'Av, and in the middle of Shiva, one is not allowed to wear wooden shoes. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that describes Yetzias Mitzrayim. That just like when a baby is born and they take care of the baby, they bathe the baby, they put on oil and they put on powder and they diaper the baby and they put on shichalach, they put on little shoes and so on. So the Ribbono Shel Olam delivered a baby, that's the Jewish nation, and he washed us off, like after the baby is born, comes out of the mother's body, so he washed off the baby, so he washed the Jewish people and he cleansed us and he put on powder and he put on oil and he put on shoes. So the pasuk is ve'enolach tochash, and I put on the alayim of tachash. Tachash is an animal. Oros tochashim. In the Mishkan they had oros tochashim. So tachash is an animal. So the chalitza shoe has to be made from leather. If it's imitation leather, that's a machlokes hatanaim. What's the definition of a nal? Does it have to be dafka leather based on the pasuk in Yecheskel ve'enolach tochash? Oh no, it's a midi de megin, as opposed to socks that are not megan. So leather is megan, and wooden shoes are megan, and sneakers are also megan. So anything that's megan would be good. So that's a big machlek, shayla how we paskin. Also the Balamar paskin said they're all considered now. So for chalitza, for sure, we're machmer, we go the chumer, that the chalitza shoe has to be dafka made from leather. Since it has to be made from leather, so Tosis there in Mitzvah Chalitza, quotes Rabbi Natam, it has to be or behemoth tohira, because the Gemara says in Perek by Memadlikim that the tachash was a kosher animal. The Gemara proves it. It cannot be that the Gemara says, why don't you just test it? Go look at the tachash, see whether it's malager, mafish, parasa. So the Gemara said, there are no more tchoshim. Tachash was an animal that only existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when they needed it for the Mishkan. And after the Mishkan was no longer being built, so the tachoshim disappeared. So we don't have any tachash around today that we should check to see whether it's malager or mafis paras. So how do you know to ascertain? How can you figure out that it must have been a kosher animal? Also because we have halacha l'moshe misinu l'huchshu l'melachas shamayim elor behemet tohar bilvad. We have a pasuk l'mantir teres Hashem b'ficho that tefillin have to be written on min amuta b'ficho. Tefillin, say for Torah, tefillin mezuzah have to be written on parchment that comes from a kosher animal. That's if you're writing divrei Torah. Torah Hashem has to be b'ficho. Torah Hashem means psukim, or the Bayis Shel Rosh has a shinan. It's a one letter. It's also Torah Hashem. So Torah Hashem has to be written on parchment. That's min amuta b'ficho. If you're printing on paper, let's say Gemaras, you can print it on paper. There's no need for parchment. So if you want to print it on parchment from an elephant, it's also good. If you didn't need parchment in the first place. But for Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah or the Bayis Shel Rosh, where you need parchment, and you're writing Oisias on that, so that's a pasuk. Torah Hashem Beficha, Menamut Beficha. But what about the Ritzuas, what about the Oisias? What about the Oros Tochoshim and the Mishkan? You didn't write any psukim on that at all. So the Gemara says, that's not, you can't exclude Or Behemoth Torah based on the pasuk Torah Hashem Beficha, because no Divrei Torah there. But that's based on Allah Moshe Messina, Allah Huchshu, Allah Malach Hashemayim, El Or Behemoth Torah Bilvad. So the Rabbi Natam says that applies also to the chalitza shoe. Not only is it melech shamayim if it's tashmishi kedusha, even if it's only tashmishi mitzvah, you also need that it should be a kosher animal. So he says the chalitza shoe has to be dafke, because he learned out from the pasuk ve'enolech tochash, I put on alayim atachash. So tachash was behemot Torah. So for chalitza, we learn out from the pasuk it has to be leather. And once you say it has to be leather, and it's a mitzvah, so it has to be leather from a kosher animal. What about wearing shoes on Yom Kippur? So most of the leather shoes that we wear are horse leather. So you're going to say, there's no issa? There's no issa? It's only called a nolach tachash if it's leather from a kosher animal. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes, and others write the same. No, the Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean based on Tosis and Yavamah's quotes, a little Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Has to be, chalitza shoe has to be from a kosher animal, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, and nolach tachash, it's only called a nal if it's tachash, and tachash happened to have been a kosher animal. If you say it like that, then it should come out that you're allowed to wear regular leather shoes on Yom Kippur because it's a horse leather, it's not from kosher animal. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's not what the Rabbi Natan meant. You learn from the pasuk menolach tochan she has to be leather. Since it has to be leather, so chalitza is a mitzvah. So if you lehuch shel melach hashamayim alar be'emetar bilvad, if you wouldn't have needed leather, it could have been for, and happened to use leather, it could have been from a non-kosher source also. Let's say Dain Grossnos has a tshuva about this. It used to be the Dain in London. Someone wanted to pay a fortune of money to line the Oren Kodesh in the shul with jet black leather from black horses, expensive, just to make it look fancy. So the shaila was, but Oren Kodesh is Tashmish Yekdusha, so you're not supposed to use our behemoth Tameya. So he quotes a svara from the Aruch HaShulchan. Torah Tamima writes the same svara also. The only time there's a din that you can't use our behemoth Torah is if the halacha requires has to be from an animal, then it has to be from a kosher animal. There's no halacha that says that the Aron Kodesh has to be from an animal. You can make a wooden Aron Kodesh, you can make a metal Aron Kodesh, make plastic, you can make from any synthetic material, you can make whatever you want. There's no halacha that has to be dafke from an animal. So if there's no din, it has to be from an animal, so it can be from a non-kosher animal as well. But whenever you need from an animal, so that's what the Rabbein and Tam meant to say. That's what the Rabbein and Tam meant to say, that the chalitza shoe has to be dafke or behema tahira because lehuch shel melach hashamayim. So let's say somebody comes up with a chalitza shoe, looks like chalitza shoe, and we're not so convinced. We don't know what material it's made from. We don't know if it's or behema tahira. We don't know, maybe it's leatherette. Maybe it's imitation leather. Maybe it's really plastic. We don't know what the material is. And the Echa comes and says, he's a religious Jew. He says, I made it. And this is a good, it's from leather, from Arbei Metoira, and it's acceptable for Chalitza. So you say Chalitza is a Dovish of the Erva. You need two Edim. So what about to ascertain that the shoe is leather as opposed to imitation leather? You also need two Edim for that. So somehow this is the mashal that I think the Nigyantev has, and Rav Soloveitchik and other Rosh Yeshiva, everybody gives that mashal. If you're going to have an Eid Echad, it's going to say that this is leather as opposed to some other imitation material. So everyone would agree, that's called the Gilim Milsa B'yama. The only time it's called the Dovish B'yervo is if you say, Meis Ayavam, that's called an issue of Dovish B'yervo. But if you're saying, as I think a thing, you're just identifying what the material is, so that everyone would agree, that's called the Gilim Milsa, which will be relevant. It'll be relevant to an issue of Dovish B'yervo, but it's not the actual Dovish B'yervo. The only time Dovish B'yervo in Nichnei Edim, if it's the actual thing itself. That was Shaila in the beginning of Maseches Gittin. When the Shlich L'Halacha comes and he says, I was appointed, he comes with the Shtar HaShoah, he was appointed by the husband to give the get to the wife, and he says the get was written Lishma. So do you say Erech Adem B'Surim? He says the get was written Lishma. That's like saying this shoe is made from our Behemoth Torah and therefore it's acceptable for a Chalitza shoe. So Eid Echad is Neman to say it's good leather. So Eid Echad should be Neman to say the get was written Lishma. And then when you give the get, then you need Eidus Lekim Adav. But you shouldn't really need two Eidim to say that the get was written Lishma. So then the Gemara says wrong. Because Ksiba Lishma is not like baking the matzahs. It's not like writing a Sefer Torah Lishma. It's not like making a Chalitza shoe. Ksiba Lishma means that that's the Haskalas HaGerishin. Ksiba Lishma means that unlike all other shtaris, that writing the shtar means you're preparing the object, the vehicle through which you're going to make a kinyan later on. The kinyan consists of Mesiris HaShtar. And writing the shtar is Hachonas HaChefze that you're going to make the kinyan with. So by the three shtaris, Ani Ksiba Lishma, it's considered as if it's a composite act of kinyan. The Ksiba with the Mesirah accomplished the Gerishin. The three shtaris are near the Shema, Aksa, Shtar Gerishin, Shtar Kiddushin, and Shtar Shilcha Rabbi Knaini. So they need Ksiba Lishma, does it mean? It's not like baking matzahs Lishma. You made a Hechshah and a Chefzin, not like making a Chalitza shoe. That you're preparing the Chefzin, that's called Gilim Milsa B'Yama. But Ksiba Lishma, the Gemara had a Habamina. She treated like Erecha, the Gemara asked in the beginning, it should be Erecha Namisa, and the Gemara said, no, it's not Erecha Namisa. The man who says the get was written Lishma is telling us that the Maisa Gerishin began already.
We saw Rav Chaim a couple of days ago. Rav Chaim talks about like a shtar, and why is a shtar kosher? The Rambam shtar, the Rabbanan Deraisa.
Yeah.
So he says that it's not ADPA'd when a shliach when a shliach of a shliach gives writes the get and puts his name on the get. We would say he didn't see the maisa. So why can you write it? Why can someone write a shtar if a shliach comes and says that Bill wants you to write a shtar for him? So they write a shtar, and then we keep the get. The get works, even though they didn't hear from Bill himself.
Yeah.
So he said it's not ABP aid because they're doing two different things. That the shliach, Bill's shliach, who said write the get, they were just testifying, or they were just stating the fact that that Bill wants to give his wife a get. But so, and the second Adam were actually doing the Maisa Kinyan. The second Adam were actually doing the Maisa Gerishin. So Rav Chaim makes a distinction completely. He said that saying someone, meaning written Lishma, or saying, I assume would be this point here, that saying something that he wants to divorce his wife, that you should write it, is just a side point. That even though, yes, it will end up affecting the Kinyan, doesn't mean that it's the Haskalah of the Kinyan. It could remain a side point, even though it has nafkamines later on.
I'm not familiar with the Reb Chaim that you're referring to, but this is what's usually assumed in the yeshivas, that the Gemara's havamina was that writing a get lishma is just a hachana. Then the Gemara comes to maskana, no, the ksiva lishma means that that's a haschalas agerishin. Beshamis, we spoke about it. Beshamis' opinion is, or maybe he didn't speak about it, maybe agerishin is somewhere else. Okay. Beshamis' opinion is that when the husband wrote a get and he never gave it to his wife, He's already not allowed. If he's a kohen, it's already a reach haget. The ksivas haget is already trilos hagerishin, and if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to live with the wife because reach haget. We don't paskin like that. We paskin it's only a reach haget. We paskin that ksivas haget is only trilos mais hagerishin if this is the get which ultimately later he gives over to the wife. But he writes a get and he throws it in the garbage. Even at the time that he wrote it, he planned to give it to his wife. But if this turns out that this is not the get with which he divorces her, then you say Ksivis HaGet is not called Tchilos HaGerishin. If he writes a get, Lishmo, then he gives it to her, then I say the Ksivis HaGet was the Tchilos HaGerishin. So since, if later on he gives it, we declared Ksivis HaGet was Tchilos HaGerishin, so therefore that, the Gemara says he really should have needed to aid him. That's called Dav Shabiyar, but to say that the Maisa Gerishin was there. So getting back over here, some Rishonim learn Pshat in the Gemara. Gila Milsa Biyamo, an issue of Chalitza is a Dov Shebierva. It's not called Eirechadem Bisurim. But the only time you need to aid a Dov Shebierva is you're saying Niskatsha, Nizgarsha, or she had the Chalitza. But an Eirecha comes and he says that this is leather, this is a leather shoe, and therefore it's acceptable. That's a Gila Milsa. So the same over here. Someone is just identifying that this is the husband's brother. Even though it's going to lead up to the ability, because he's the brother, they share the same father in common, the Achim in Ha'av, the Nanachim in Ha'aim, and therefore he's able to do Chalitza, but that's only a Hachonah that's going to lead up to the ability to do Chalitza. That's not called a Dovashib. Dovashib Yerva needs to aid him if they're testifying Aina Maisa Dovashib Yerva itself. And they say the get was written lishma. That's Tchilas Maisa Gerish, and that's Dov Shebierva. But to say that this is the person's brother, that's a Gila Milsa B'yam. So that's what some of the Rishonim say, that a Echad would be good to ascertain by Dini Mominis. Father dies and he leaves four sons. And if you don't know who is a Pchor, if there is no Pchor, so each son gets 25%. And if you ascertain one is a Pchor, so you consider as if there were five sons and he gets 2/5, so instead of 25%, he gets 40%. So that it's going to be, to ascertain that someone is a b'chor is going to make a difference. He's going to get another 15% of the Irusha instead of 25%, he's going to get 40%. But that per se, to say he is the b'chor, he was born first, you're just saying a fact, like saying a fact, that this is leather from a kosher animal. You say this is plastic, you just ascertain what the thing is. So to say that this fellow, he's the oldest of all the brothers, even though clearly is relevant, but again to his getting a pishnayim, so that's a gila milsa b'alma. So the only time in each ne'edim in mamanis, you're going to say, he lent the money, he paid back the money, he crashed into his car, and he did a maisa hezek. His behemoth ate up the other one's dog biscuits. There was a maisa hezek, but the behemoth did. You're saying over a maisa, that's mechayiv mamon. You say over that there was a tashlumin a mamon. You're saying over something that clinches the deal, b'negeta. You say he sold him a house and he owes him $5 million for buying the house. But if you're just going to say that he's the oldest son and Memele he's entitled to Pishnayim, that's called the Gila Milsa B'yama. Seyed Echad would be believed or not. If it would have been a Dovah Shep Yerba, all Seyed Echad would have been believed.
So when you say Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza on someone, and we say that you
Nikar Adin, you need two Adim, right?
And the Kasher Zamum is something is a monetary Kasher or a Makos Kasher Zamum. Wouldn't you just say that? Oh, they were just relating a fact, and there happened to be an Nafkamina that came out of it, but still they were relating a fact. So
writes in the Siman of Hazama the Ktzayis had a Sofik. If Eidecho testifies in Snasach Yenecho, you were away for Shabbos, and I'm your next door neighbor, and I said, no, for a fact that the Nochri came in and he handled all the wine, and all the wine is also Bahano, you have to pour it down the drain. Then it comes out, I was away for Shabbos also, Iman Hayisim HaMakam Acher, I wasn't even there, so I don't know what I'm talking about. So they were Mazimi. So the Ktzai says, in Suffolk, would I have to pay Kasher Zamam? I was trying to be Mafsid you $500 worth of wine. I said, you have to pour out the wine, so Allah Sabana. So would there be a din of Kasher Zamam? So the Nesiva says no, because he says in the Parsha of Hazama, it says, Vihine et Sheker Ha'ed, Sheker Anabi Ochva, Sisimah, Kasher Zamam, Lassadach. So the word Ha'ed, Sheker Ha'ed, the word Komach, Mishinema Ha'ed, Harikan Shnaim. That's what Rav Gemara just said. Just had that in the Gemara. No, on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Whenever it says the word Ha'ed, Zebon Av, Komach, Mishinema Ha'ed, means two. So the Nesiva says the only time there's a din of Kasher Zamam is when you need to eat. So the Mishnah starts off, the first Mishnah, Makkah, starts off with all discussion. What's in of Kasher Zamam by Ben Grusha Machalutza? So obviously the assumption is that to ascertain that someone is a Ben Grusha Machalutza, you have to have two Edim. If Eid Echud would be enough, so then there's nothing to know. So why do you need two Edim to ascertain that someone is a Ben Grusha Machalutza? That's a question. So some Rishayim hold that to ascertain that someone is a mamzer is also a dovah shebi'eva. To ascertain that a woman is a zayna l'kayin, a grusha l'kayin. Whenever you're talking about a chal, to ascertain that someone is a kayin. Whenever you're ascertaining chal Hashem and a gabra, that's a dovah shebi'eva. All right, so if you say it like that, it's fine, we understand. Rashi on the Mishnah, seems that Rashi on the first Mishnah, Makkos has a different shot. Rashi says, Midimon abishman shuban grush machalutza. How do you know he's a Ben Grusha Machalutza? So the Pasha Vashat is, we heard from his father. The father told us that he's a Ben Grusha. And the father is Neman based on the Pasuk of Yakir. As a Pchor ben Asnua Yakir. So Yakir means two things. Yakir means he's Neman to establish that he's the Pchor, even if it's not Biyodo. Father has Neman. Even though you should have required two Kosher Eidim, so it's Exeris HaKosuf, the father is Neman, Midin Yakir. And also included in Yakir is Machloikas Hatanoim, but we pass can also include in Yakir, he's able to say Beniza Mamzer. He can say a Hakora. Let's say we have children, and one child, the guy's married, and one child is clearly older than the other child, then he says on the second child, he's the Pchor. How can the second child be the Pchor? The other one is 10 years old. He says, the other child, he's not my child. He's a Mamzer. My wife had an affair with someone else. First child is not mine. The second child, who's 10 years younger than the first child, he's mine. So the Pasuk says the father is Neman Yakir. Father is Neman to give Pishnaim to the second son. And the father is Neman to say that the first one is a Mamzer. He's not my son. So you learn that from that Pasuk. So some Rishonim say, father's only Neman to say the son is a Mamzer, Derech HaKora for Pishnaim. If he's saying the second one is entitled to Pishnaim, then the Torah says it's Abcha Ben Asnua Yakir. So if Derech Agav, it turns out that he's explaining, is the younger son entitled to Pishnaim because the older one is not my child, it's a Mamzer, so then the fathers believe. But let's say the father only has one son. He says, the son is not mine, he's a Mamzer. Not an issue of Yerusha at all. He's not giving Pishnaim to anybody else. So that's a Machlek, as some Rishonim say, the father is not Neman to make him into a Mamzer. Father's only, we don't pass like that. We assume, included in Yakir, the father has Nemanis, despite the fact that it's not biyodai and it's dinim amenis. The issue of pishnaim is dinim amenis. The father has namanis yakir, and included in yakir is the father has namanis to say beniza mamza beniza cholol and so on. So the shayla was the rishonim ask on Rashi on the first daf of Mark. Why did Rashi say b'fanein and this garsha imoy koyin mishenoy ladze? Why didn't you just say the father says beniza cholol?
Wouldn't that be NPA? They're saying that their father told them.
But that's good. The father is Neman. The father
is the one who's giving
the din of Eid Mipa, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Memhei, Tosafot quotes it, that Eid Mipa is no good if the if you need two Edim who testify Bifnei Bezin. So that's by Mominus and Nefashis and Dovah Shebi'erva. But if Eidecha Dem and Bisum, you don't need Bifnei Bezin. So then there's no problem of Eid Mi'pi Eid. Now let's say you need, it's Mominus and Nefashis, Dovah Shebi'erva, and the two Edim testified in front of Bezin. Bezin was Mekabel Eredis. Then another two Edim come a year later, and they testify in front of a different Bezin, before Neinu Kibla Bezin Pliny Edus Mi'plini Pliny. So Tosfos writes in Ksuvos Avchav that that's acceptable. Eid Mi'pi Eid, if the second Kat Edim say the first Kat Edim when this Kabla Edusim Bifnei Bezin. So basically, Eid Mi'pi Eid is good. Eid Mi'pi Zero, Eid Mi'pi Nothing is no good. So by Dovisha B'Yerva, Mamas and Nefashis, Shnei Eidim Shalom Bifnei Bezin is zero. So that's why Eid Mi'pi Eid is no good. But if the first Kat Edim testify in front of Bezin, then Tosfos writes in Ksuvos Avchav, then Eid Mi'pi Eid would be good. And Eidecha Dem Yisurim never needs Bifnei Bezin. So the father's nemanis, the father's nemanis to say B'nei Zeh Mamzeh, B'nei Zeh Cholol, he's neman even Shalai Bifnei Bezin. Only Kabbalah Seydis needs Bifnei Bezin.
Isn't establishing the Cholol also requires two Edim?
Okay.
So that requires Kabbalah Seydis and Bezin.
But the father is neman. The father has nemanis, that's Yakir, included in Yakir. He's neman to say B'nei Zeh Mamzeh, neman to say B'nei Zeh Cholol. So the father's emanus is not Petaris Edim. So the father's nemanim is Shalai Bifnei Bezin. So if two Edim say, we heard the father say, they say on different days. They say on different days. Like Tosfos says, Be'ed is Pchor. One says, I heard the father say 5 years ago that he's the Pchor. One says, he just said yesterday he's a Pchor. So there was one opinion, that even Achachamim Amoedet to Rabbi Shua Ben Korcho. But we for sure hold like that, that Be'ed is Pchor is good. Why? Because the father is Neman, even Shalai Bifnei Bezin. So he's something. The father had them on his even Shalai Bifnei Bezin.
He would say the same thing by a Gershon, that we, if the father said that he was Megarishar, and to eat him come and say that the father said that Reuven said he was Megarishar, we believe that?
I mean, the father said Gerashti is Ishti, yeah. And he's Neman because of the Yodo.
So now to eat him come and say, we have no other information. To eat him come and say that Reuven just told us that he was Megarishar.
Yeah.
We believe that?
Yes. But the father was Neman, Shalai Bifnei Bezin. The only time in Eid Mipi, that's how Taisa says in Ksuba Zdavchav. Rabbi Chana quotes Rabbi Yoin and Baba Basu who disagrees. But the Pashta says, like Tosfos, that Eid Mi'pi Eid is only no good if the first Eidus was not acceptable. It was Chutz LeBezin, the Mamas Nefashas, Dabba Shebiyah, but Chutz LeBezin is zero. So it's Eid Mi'pi Zero. But if it's Eid Mi'pi Eid, let's say Eidecha Nem Yisurim, is good Chutz LeBezin. Well, they want us to say B'nizah Mamzah, and they want us to say B'nizah Pchor, that's good even Chutz LeBezin. So the Eidim, the father, that would be Neman. Eidach Nem Yisurim is good, Shalai Bifnei Bezin. So Eid Mi'pi Eid is good.
Cousin only Naaman to say that his wife is now Muteris to get married, but Lemafreya to say that I divorced my wife 2 months, 10 years ago. Or
it's not Biyada, he said that he's not Naaman, right?
Right.
Yeah, but here he's saying today, Gerashti
is Ishti is a Achshav. But he's saying that my son is a.
Said the son is a Mamzer. The son is 50 years old. The son is 80 years old. The father is 120 years old. So he said, this son is a mamzer. So he's Neman. That's a pasuk. Yakir includes, he's Neman and Didi Mamanis to say who is the pros you get Pishnaim, even though it should have been Didi Mamanis. Father has Nemanis, even though it's not Biyodai. And also, and that's a machlekes, and we pask, and also included is Neman to say Beniza Mamzer, Beniza Cholom. So that's what the Rishonim Shani ask on Rashi on the first daf in Makkah. Why did Rashi have to say, Bufanein and this Garshim, Akkadim, Shinoi, he should have said, Shamanim in Ha'av. That he's a cholo. Why'd you give such a case? It could well be that if Shamanim in Ha'av, it could be that Rashi holds that then Eidecha Dem and Bisurim. It could be that he holds you don't need to aid him to establish that somebody is a cholo. It could be that Rashi holds the only time you need to aid him is if he says, B'fanenon is Garshi'imoy, or Nechletzo. They're saying on a Maisa Dov Shabiyev, they're saying the husband divorced his wife. So a story of Gerishin, a story of Chalitza, that's a story of Dovah Shebi'erva. So even though it's relevant to establish whether the children are Chalolim, and Chalolis itself really should be Eidecha Dem Yisurim, but if the story is one about Dovah Shebi'erva, then you need to aid him. Even though the whole relevance, the whole significance of the Eidim, the whole Teyelis of the Eidim is only going to be Minigat to Chalolis.
Rabbi said that Rav Soloveitchik explained how Yishum Aguna Hikiru Rabbanan is really saying on a Dora Reis level,
That's what he thought.
Is that the same?
He thought that statement Shemigun Akilah Rabbanon is just the historical background, what motivated the Chachamim to work hard and to come up with a Heta, because it was a big Shas Hatchak. But what was the Heta? The Heta has to have a formula. So the formula is a formula there, I said. It took a cloud that exists in other places. That's why we rely on the Nachum who sell eggs, and we don't have to crack open the eggs before we buy them, because they applied it over here.
Is that just explaining the Ramban's opinion, or was that a different
The Ramban doesn't really say that. Tosis doesn't seem to hold like this either. He thought that was partial Peshat and the Gemara. It's not like Tosis, not like Ramban, not like Rashi. That was his own Peshat and the Gemara. That was his own Peshat and the Gemara. So again, the Gemara in Yevamah says, "V'hilchaso eid echod is neman tas." You don't need eidim. Machlek is Rabach and Rabina. So v'hilchaso, you don't need two eidim. We don't consider it a davar if you ever to ascertain, even though the chalitza per se is an issue. Was there chalitza or not? Was it meisa yavam or not? That's an issue of davar b'yerva. But to ascertain that this is a chalitza shoe, that this is leather from a kosher animal, therefore it's acceptable for a shoe, that's a Eidech HaNemisim, that's a Gila Milsav Yam. So the Gemara says, even to ascertain that this is the brother of the mace, there's also Gila Milsav Yam, Eidech HaNemisim is believed. So some Rishonim said Eidech HaNemisim is believed, because it's not a Dabash of Yerva at all. The Rav Chaim Moses says that's not acceptable, that's against the Sugya in the end of Yevamos, which assumes Beferish, that to ascertain whether the woman is Yevam Lashuka or not, is a Dabash of Yerva, even though there's no Korvis and there's no Mis. So you have to say different reasons. So the Nari Beauty gives three interpretations. He doesn't give that one, that it's Eirech Namisim, that Lo Bo B'cheshbon. He quotes the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh. He thinks that he has three Rishonim. So some Rishonim say Gila Milsa B'Yama means Milsa David Elegloi Lo Meshach Rinch. And others say no, Gila Milsa B'Yama means you're not saying on an actual issue of a Dovah Shebi'er. It's like saying that the Chalitza Shul is acceptable. And it's Nogea to Chalitza later on. It'll be Nogea. So that was like the Gemara's Havamin, and that to say the get was written Lishma, that's like saying the matzah was baked Lishma. So they thought the get was written Lishma, that's a Gilim Il Sabiyam. Then the Gemara came to the conclusion, no, because Ksiba Lishma means that's the Trilus HaGerishin. So the Sefer, the Shliach Lohilochu, who says the get was written Lishma, he's saying that the Maisa Gerishin began. So that should have been Mikra, it should require two aid. The Gemara gives the whole reason why it echod is believed, why the Shliach Lohilochu is believed. So that's what some Rishonim say over here. Gila Milsa B'Yalma does mean Milsa Levede L'Glui. It means if you're saying on a side point, you're just saying that these two people are brothers, Min Ha'av and Memele, that has relevance, when it gets to the ability to do Chalitza. So that's not called Eidus HaNadovah Shebi'ev. Eidus HaNadovah Shebi'ev, you're saying Meis HaYovam. Therefore there's no Zika. Or they did the Chalitza. But to say who the people are, Memele, he's able to, he is a brother from the father, and then Memele, he's able to do Chalitza. So that's Gila Milsa B'Yalma. So that's the Shiloh of here also. He's saying that the Pchor is entitled to Pishnaim. I'm just saying, I remember these children from 60 years ago. He's 5 years now, they're all above 85. The father dies at the age of 120. And then he has all the children look ancient. They're all over 85. And now you can't tell who's older than whom. So what do you mean? I delivered the babies. I was there. I was the rabbi in the shul when they were growing up. He was the oldest one. He's the second one. I know who's who. So if he's just saying a Gila Milsa B'Yama, it'll be relevant. Then you get to who's going to get Pishnaim. It's going to be a lot of money involved. Instead of 25%, it's going to get 40%. It's a lot of money. It's no get to money. But you're not really saying on money, you're just saying Gila Milsa B'Yalma. So that's some Rishonim say that just like over here, Gila Milsa B'Yalma Erechid is acceptable, so to ascertain who's the Pchor, also you don't need Shnei Eid. Tosis says not so. Tosis over here says that's what the Gemara means. Be'ed is Pchor. You say he's the Pchor and he's entitled to Pishnaim. Tosis says like the Rashbam and Bava Basra and the Gemara. Hu v'yacher, you always have to have two Eidim to ascertain who's the Pchor who's entitled to Pishnaim. But the Tosfos Rit quotes some Rishonim who disagreed. They said no, that's called Gila Milsa B'Yalma.
Did Rav Chaim Ozer suggest the possibility that Meis Yavam is different than saying the Yavam to the brother, or he just thought for sure they're the same?
he doesn't talk about this topic. He's just talking about Meis Hayavam. He says, Tosfos Reed quoted some who say that the issue of Chalitza, Yivam Alashuk, is not called Abishabiyav, it's called Eirechen Em Visurim. And that's what the meaning of the Gemara was, Gilim Milsa Biyama. So it doesn't fit into the words Gilim Milsa Biyama. You should have said Eirechen Em Visurim. And then he says, furthermore, it's against the Gemara, the Sugis, in the end of Yivam. So the Gemara says that Eirechud is named by Meis Baila, a special Kula. Why? Either because Daiko Mitzvah, or because Milsada Bidilagluye. The Gemara says, what if the woman, we know the woman is Kukali Yavam, and Eirecha comes and says, Meis Hayavam. Would you be able to say Daiko Mitzvah? Maybe she never liked the Yavam in the first place, so she's not going to investigate so carefully. Isha Daiko Mitzvah, she was married to her husband for so many years, she loved him, she agreed to marry him. So she's not going to be willing to marry someone else unless she's really convinced that the husband is not alive. And we tell her there's going to be so many punishments. But if she never liked the Yavam in the first place, then maybe there is no Daika Mitzvah. So that's what do you need Daika Mitzvah? If you say that Yavam Alashuk is an issue of Isurim, because there's no Chorus and there's no Misa, Seirech and Misur. So of course Seirech is named by Meis HaYavam. What's the whole discussion? Rabbi Moses says it's Hifanat Gemara. That to ascertain whether a woman is kukli of him or not is clearly a dovah should be erva.
Are we saying that? Are we explaining the Tosfos Reid with this, or are we saying this is a different approach to the Rishon? Maybe the Tosfos Reid could he have just meant that since this is a detail, one aid is believed, or he viewed the whole issue as eidah.
He quotes one suggestion that the whole issue of Yivam Alashuk, since it's not Kurus and there's no Misa, it's eidah and Misa. So that we can't accept. Chaim says we can't accept that. That's against the Gemara b'mkoymoi. Later in the sugya b'edechot, Gemara b'feirish, it's called Dovah Shabierva. So the only thing you can say in the Gemara, the Gil Milsa, you can say Milsa Avida Leglui. That's the Nadi Yehuda thinks that some Rishonim say like that. Or he says the Rif says not so. The Rif says it's not a Dovah Shabierva, it's a Zaitiga topic. So that's how the Nadi Yehuda understood the Rif on this Gemara, Daf Lama Tesam Beis. That the only time it's a Dovah Shabierva, he was saying Meis Hayavam. But if you say that this is or Behemah Torah and you can use it for Chalitza Shu, that's not called Dovah Shabierva. So just to ascertain that this is the brother, Min Ha'av, even though it'll be relevant to allow him to do the Chalitza. But that's Kula Gila Milsa B'yama. You're not really saying on a Dovah Shabierva. So if Eidechud is good, so the person should be enabled, the person should be allowed to say on himself. It's that told over the case that happens. A girl from Zurich married a boy, and the girl was going to graduate school, and the boy never went to college. And then the boy, a few months after they got married, he was so depressed that his wife was so far advanced ahead of him, he committed suicide. So, they had no children. They had just gotten married a few months before. So they were so dead embarrassed that the husband committed suicide, but she needed chalitza. So they were embarrassed. I don't understand the whole background. They were embarrassed to do the chalitza there in Zurich, so they went to London to do the chalitza there. So the guy comes into the Bezin and he says, I'm the brother of the Nifta. And this is the Yavama. The Bezin of London doesn't know anybody from anybody. They don't live in Zurich. They don't know the people. So it's a hop and a skip. It's not so far. So someone else went with him and he said, this is the Yavama and this is the Yavama, and I know that it's a brother from... They had the same father, they had the same mother, fine. So if you say it, Echad is Neman, Afilu Karba, Afilu Isha, so let the person be believed on his own to say, I am the Yavam. She'll say, I am the Yavama. If it's Gila Milsa Biyama, Echad is good, so let the Baldur himself be believed to say also. So there's a Gemara in Gittin, we must have discussed it already. There's a Mishnah in Gittin on Daf Samach Vav, I think. Mishoya Mushlach Bibor. A guy is thrown in a pit. And the Romans used to throw people in a dungeon and they used to die from starvation there. So the guy screams out, my name is Yankel, I come from such a city, I'm going to die here. I don't want my wife to be skukali yavam. She doesn't know what's doing, whether I'm alive or dead. Whoever, Misha Shemeas Koyli, if you're Jewish, go to the city where I live and give my wife a get, my name is this. So the Mishnah says, Kaisvimunais, Nafal Pishem Akir. You give the get even though you don't know. So the Gemara says, I, but the din is, you always have to have a rechod. Has to say that this is the husband's name and this is the wife. So the Gemara says, from the Mishnah you see that B'shas HaSachana comes from the nice name, Afal Pishem Akirim. This whole Ishtamo De'inu, that you have to have Hakarim and Piacherim. Someone else has to say who he is. He's Achur De Misno. Or you have to say, let's say a woman comes to get a get. So I didn't know that this is her husband. Maybe this is her boyfriend. And he's making believe that he's the husband, and he tells the husband's name, and then he's going to go to a different rabbi to marry the girl. And the girl's going to prove, here's a, I have a p'tur. The Bezdin gave me a p'tur that my husband gave me get. Who says it was a husband? Maybe it's a boyfriend. The whole thing was a fake. So the Gemara says, it's a, the Poshim Pshat, the Ktsaisa, Poshim Pshat Gemara, it's a chumr midirabbanan, you need hakarim p'yacher. Mikra din der aisa, hakarim p'yatzma is good. So that's why the Gemara says there in Gitnan, Dav Samach Vavim and Aleph, v'shas ha'sakana, k'yismim and oisnim, afal p'isha eim akirim. Because you revert back to the din der aisa. And that's in Hilchas Chalitza, they also, the Pischa Tshuva quotes from the Sefer Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. That's the two Mishnayos, three Mishnayos on Samach Vavim and Aleph and Gittin. So the first of the three Mishnayos starts off like that. Mishayim Mushla Bibor, the Yaman, he screams out, Kol Hashem Eskol Yichtav Get Lish, Tahereh Lekais Vimenoistem. So the Gemara says, but they don't know who it is? You don't know who he is. And the Gemara says, because B'shas HaSakana, Kais Vimenoistem, Afal Pishayim Akirim. So the Ktzais explains why, because Mikra Din Darai, so the guys believe to give the Zonakor. If Eidechud is good, Mipi Yisha, Mipi Karev, so Mipi Atzma is also good. It's only a Chumr Midirabbanan that we require Hakor Mipi Achem. So B'shas HaSakana Wa Meikol. So today, it's not so expensive. The family traveled from Zurich to London, the Yavam with the Yavama, and someone else came and he said, I know he's the Yavam and he's the brother and so on. But years ago it was so expensive, people couldn't afford it. So the in Ebenezer and Hilchas Chalitza, some of the quote that you need Hakarim Piacherim. So the Pischa Tshuva quotes from the Sefer Beis Hillel. That was once a case, and the Yavam and Yavama came, and the guy said, I'm a brother of the Nifter, and he had no Eid Echot to ascertain that it was so. So the Beis Hillel said that they did the Chalitza, and he has a Lashem. Then points a Pam Mitzapsef. Namah the Rabbanim objected. Why? Because B'shas HaSakana Kosmah has not B'shem Akirim. B'shas HaTakodli, you revert back to the Din Deraisa. On the level of Deraisa, the guy's name and on his own to say what his name is. There's no Shas HaSakana, so you're not supposed to believe him. So let's say when you go to a wedding, so you're filling out the Ksuba. So the husband's name is, let's say, Yisrael Yankiv. That I know. He's a Baruch Nishiv. I don't know his father's name. So I should really ask around. I shouldn't rely on the boy. He tells me what his father's name. I should ask someone else. Does anybody know? Well, usually they send out an invitation. So I can ask the people at the wedding, do the names on the invitation seem to be correct? Or do you think the guy has a different name? Okay. Or the girl's name, the girl's father's name, and so on. So you're supposed to ask, L'chatchil is supposed to have Hakarim and Piacherim on the names. And then B'shas HaTrak, you can rely on Hakarim and Piatzma. But by us, what's the big Shas HaTrak? When you fill out a getter, you fill out a ksuba, you should make a few phone calls to ask different people what the names of the people.
Documentation, okay?
Or have documentation. Usually when the Rabbanim do a get today, so they ask her to bring her wedding pictures from her chasana, and they look at the husband, whether he looks the same as the guy in the photographs. So we'll know it's not her boyfriend. This is the husband who married her. Yeah. Or you have photo ID. So ask her for a driver's license. Ask him for his driver's license. So you have photo ID, so that's better. But that doesn't show what his Yiddish name is. His name is Jack. So you have to know what's his Yiddish name for the get. Yeah. Again, so the Gemara says, Eid is Pchor. Either it's a machlokes Reb Shua ben Korach and we paskin like him, or even a Chachamim amoedet him. What is Eid is Pchor? So Rashi said that you need two Eidim, or Rashi had a Chiddush. You need two Eidim to ascertain Kohanim anat nemonim, to say that the mum happened by itself. Kohanim achashudim l'shaker on this. So you have to have others say. So Tosfos says others Eid Echad. Why should you need two Eidim? And Rashi learns that you need two Eidim. So Pele Dike Rashi. Why need two Eidim? The Pashto says that Eid Echad is good. And Tosfos doesn't learn like Rashi. Eid is Pchor. Eid is Pchor means to ascertain that he's a Pchor on the assumption that you need two Eidim. The father is Nemon. That's the Nemonus of Yakir. That's the Gemara. The father is Nemon to say Beni Zeh Pchor. Levita Pishnaim, even though it's not Biyodai, and the father's name to say Benizem Mamzer. That's a machlokes Hatanan. We paskin that the pasuk, even though the pasuk of Yakir is speaking about Namanis and Didi Maminis, we have a call Isurimi Mamoina Loyafinon. So just because the pasuk says Yakir, the father has Namanis, even though it's not Biyodai, to say that he should get 40% instead of 25%, How can you learn out from there that the father's neman and nisa v'heta to establish that the child is a mamzer? Isurim imamayna lo yafina. So that's what the chachamim disagree. They hold that the pasuk of Yaakov only tells me the father has nemanis on the pishnaim. He has no nemanis to say he's a mamzer, to say he's a cholo. And we don't pass like that, like the chachamim. We pass like the shita satanoim, that kishem sheneman loyma b'ni zebchor b'ni get to pishnaim, so to his neman loyma b'ni zebchor, to make the other one into a mamzer, into a cholo. Why? That's a good question. Why don't you say Isur mi mamoin aloy afirim? That's a good question. The Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltas discusses it. He said that's probably the reason why there's a Shita Faker, that Yaakov is only Nemonis and Mominis. That's the context of the Parsha. Yaakov doesn't carry over Binegir to Isur v'het. But we don't pass him like that. So that's the Shada. Why not? We do have a rule. Isur mi mamoin aloy afirim. So the Netziv works on that Kasha. Achreinim work on that Kasha. So in this Brisa, the Beit Karna, Ben Ezik and the Beit Karna, has four cases where he thinks the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Makarcha. The one is Edis Pchor, that's the Shaila Rashi and tells you what it means. Edis Karka, that's easy enough. Edis Chazoke, Cheskes Habatim. They're made on different. Rashi says, one Eid says, I was the next door neighbor for 3 years in a row. The other guy says, after he moved out, I was the next door neighbor for 3 years in a row. It looked like he has a Cheskes Habatim. We never heard anybody be ma'ara. He was the next neighbor was using the house. He was never hiding. He was using the house all the time. So that's a Mishnah like that, that everybody agrees that that's a good cheskes habatim. So that's a shayla. The Gemara here says that the chachamim amoided to Rabbi Shulba Korcho, even though the two Adim saw 3 different years. One Eid Echad was a neighbor for Tavshin Aleph, Tavshin Beis, Tavshin Gimel. The other one was a neighbor Tavshin Dal, Tavshin Hei, Tavshin Vav. Different set of 3 years. So either that's because we pass like Rabbi Shul ben Korcha, even the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Shul ben Korcha. Because bottom line, when you say he has a Cheskes Habatim, you're saying the house belongs to him. It's an indirect way of knowing the house belongs to him. So he's saying on the same thing. I have a yediyah vados that the house belongs to this person. So that's why there's room to argue the point and say even the chacham amoida, that's what Karna holds. Even the chacham would be moida, that in this case you'll have to have roim keachas. Okay, so we know a little bit, not too much. We know by Eidus Pchoris, Machlag is Vashantan, the night Eidus Karka. Eidus Chazoka is the same as Eidus Karka. But Chazoka is the 2 Eid Echads are made on 3 different years of Sholoshne Chazoka. The Eidus Karka, the 2 Eidim are made, that the one who made the Chazoka made the Haidos Baldin in their presence at 2 different times, 2 different dates, that the Karka is not his, it belongs to the Markama. What is Shebebein Shebebas? That's the Shaila. My Bechain Shebebein Shebebas. What in the world is that referring to? So the Gemara assumes that it must be talking about Shtei Cyrus, to establish that person is a Godel. What's Taka the Din? You need 2 Eidim to establish that someone is a Godel. Why don't you say Erech and then be Surim? What's the Shaila whether he's a Godel or not? Whether he has to fast on Yom Kippur? What's the Shaila? Whether he can write a Get Lishma? Whether he can be an Eid by Echa? What's the issue? Whether he can get an Aliyah? Why don't you say Erech and then be Surim? So that you can't say. That's a, in Shulchan Aruch it says you have to have 2 Eidim. The Gemara it says you have to have 2 Eidim to ascertain that someone is bar mitzvah. The Farish Gemara is like that. What is that based on? Why do you need 2 Eidim? So the Bir Agro in Chosha Mishpat quotes a Sifrei on the Pasuk, O Yaakov Erechad B'ish L'chalav and L'chal Chates B'chol Cheta She'echtah B'shnayim Eidim Al Shalosh Eidim Yumus Ameis. So on that Pasuk, O Yaakov Erechad B'ish, so the Sifrei has a drasha, Erechad is not Ish Prat L'Kotten. We often have a drasha Ish Prat L'Kotten. Tosfos writes in Bava Kamma, there is no neutral gender in the Hebrew language. Either you're writing in masculine or you're writing in feminine. So the Kol HaTarkul is written Beloshen Zohar, but we assume Hishvakosav Ishal Ish. The dinim apply equally to women like they apply to men. Unless it says Beferish the Ish. So sometimes if it's a Kigach Shor Ish, so sometimes the word Ish is Prat Bekotten, sometimes Ish is Prat Leisha. Sometimes if it's not Mestavis, so we don't darshan either. So here it says Leyokam Erechad Beish. So the Sifrei understands Eidechad is not believed to say that he's a bar mitzvah. You need 2 Eidim to establish that someone is a bar mitzvah. But Yochem Eidechad the Ish, Eidechad is not believed to say that he's an Ish Prat Lakot, Ish means a bar mitzvah. There's another drasha in the Sifrei, Yochem Eidechad the Ish, Avo B'Isha Kamu. Eidechad is named by Isha. So what does that mean? It's in that pasuk. So that's the Pnei Yeshua has a famous chiddush, and Rabbi Behuda accepts it. Pnei Yeshua writes the whole discussion in the Gemara. Why is Eirechud Neman by Meis by law? What the Rishonim asked the Kasha. How can they allow an Eish Sish to remarry? It's a Kumli Asay violation of Leisinov. So Rashi said in Shabbos Kuf Mahe Apkin Rabbani Kiddushim Enei. Tais said Bedover Adayma. Tais said Bekama Mekama says Bedover Adayma. Yesh Koach Lako Bekumli Asay. Shvere Terutzim. And Rav Soloveitchik said, no, everything. Rav Soloveitchik thought Mishum Migun Akile Berabana means that's the historical background. Why they had to come up with a heter, but the heterim are legitimate on the level that I said. He should die a mitzvah. He thought that those are good on the level of their eyes. So the Pnei Yeshua says no. On the level of their eyes, you have a drasha from a pasuk. Le'akam erechad be'ish, avol be'ish akamhu. Erechad is naman by meis pailah. And the whole discussion that the Gemara has, why don't you require shnei edim, means why don't you why aren't you a machmen mid the rabbanon to need shnei edim? You're going to leave it on the din there. I say Erechad is good. So the Gemara gave the reason. Daiko Minsuva Milsa Vidilagli. There's a reason why the Chachamim and the Rabbanan. But why is the Mutar on the level of the Raisa? Because of the drasha of the Sifrei. Le'yokam Erechad Isha Abu Bisha Kamu. And then Adi Bihu quotes that from the Pnei Yeshua. He goes with that Pnei Yeshua. That the Heter on the level of the, that's against all the Bishayim. The Heter on the level of the Raisa Erechad is Nemet by Meis Baal because of the drasha of the Sifrei. Le'yokam Erechad Isha Abu Bisha Kamu. Other Achrayim, if you look in the standard edition of the Nadi Behudas and the last 10 pages in the two volumes of the Nadi Behuda, the Abalikud of Achrayim who comment on the Nadi Behuda. Now in the new edition of Nadi Behuda, they have footnotes on the bottom of the page all the time, Keseda. But even in the old editions, but they didn't have such heavy footnotes, so they have this in the back. So they quote that one of the Achrayim says, he thinks that that's a total misunderstanding of what this Sifrei is talking about. The Sifrei didn't mean Abakam hu be'isha, Erechad is Neman by Meis Baila. No, Meis Baila needs two Edim in a Torah, and the Gemara is, and the problem is a problem. What all the Rishonim are working on is an issue. What does the Sifrei mean, Le'yakim Erechad be'ish? The Sifrei said Le'yakim Erechad be'ish because Erechad is not Neman to say someone is a bar mitzvah, Ish prat l'kot, Ish means a gadol. So the Sifrei says, Erechad is Neman by a girl to say she's a gadol. The Gemara says, who's going to check to see if the girl has shtei sar? Is he going to have two men check the girl's body? The girl's 12 years old. They're going to undress the girl and look at her body. So Gemara says towards the end of Maseches Nida, the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Nida that you have women check the woman's body to see. So the Gemara says, well, women are not nemanis. You need shnei edim ksherim. So the Gemara says, min ha-Torah, there really is no problem. Because there's a chazoka de rabbi called Sheigil Achlal Shon, Heigil Achlal Simon. A girl who's 12 years old probably has shtei sarvis already. So in our Torah we assume that the girl is a gedoyla already. Let's say chalitza can only be done if the girl is a gedoyla. Let's say the husband died. So you require the girl, ketana, a cotton can't do chalitza, and a ketana can't do chalitza. So how do you ascertain the girl is a gedoyla? You have to check her birth certificate. Okay, now we have birth certificate. So you know when she was born. So she says, Yud Beishanu V'yamech, how are you going to check the shtei sarvis? The Gemara says, women will check. How women them on it? If you need shnei edim ksherim, le'yakam erechad be'ish, goes on godless, so you should need two men to testify. The Gemara says, no, min ha-Torah, really, we assume that there are shtei sarvis, because kol she'gilach l'alshanim, a girl who's 12 years old, mistam he'gilach l'alshanim. So it's only a chumer midirabban. You have to check. So I must speak if you have women check. So that's only by girls, but by men there is no such chazaka that kol shegil chlal sham hegil chal siman. So that's how other achrayim interpret that sifrei. When the sifrei says le'yakam eched de'ish, avol be'ish akamhu, it goes on the first drush and this le'yakam eched de'ish eched is not nemet to say that is a bar mitzvah. You have to have shnei edim. But on a girl, eched would be believed to say that she has shtei sairis, because if you know to say that she's 12 years old, that you do need shnei edim ksherim. But once you know that he's 12 years old, to tell me that she has shtei sairis, so that is a ruba de leisa come on by girls and not by boys. I call shegil chalal shanim, hegil chalal simonim.
But in general, we assume that chazaka diagra applies to boys also.
Many achrayim assume that it applies to boys also, and it's only a chumer mederabbanan that yemachma by dinim deraisa, yemachma by writing a get by dovish abiyarva. And others say no, that's what the sifrei meant to say. There's a difference between boys and girls. The chazaka, the rab is only by girls and not by boys.
We say here that would this sifrei reject the second answer by Nora Yehuda that Gilead Milsa means that it's just relating a fact? Because and then if you relate a fact, it doesn't matter what the nafkaminas are. Because here also, by a bar mitzvah boy, you're relating a fact. You're relating how old he is. Right? It's just some fact that he was born 13 years ago, as opposed to saying, oh, and now he's kosher to do this, kosher to do that.
I don't know if that's so. You see, that's a question. You need shanim v'simanim in order to be bar mitzvah. So they need two things, shanim and simanim. Or they say, no, all you need are simanim, but simanim that develop before the shanim, the Gemara calls it shuma b'alma. It's an unusual growth. It doesn't count. So you just need the shanim to ascertain that simanim are authentic, and the simanim make a bar mitzvah. So then maybe it's a gilim milsa b'alma. But maybe you need shanim are here for what make them into a bar mitzvah. You need shanim v'simanim. So the Rambam says that there's a concept of the Mishnah says that there's a concept of Mufla HaSamach Liyish. Mufla HaSamach Liyish is a Machlekes and the Gemara Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rai, but if it's a Din Deraisa, Din Derabbanan, means a child who's not yet Bar Mitzvah takes a Neder or a Shvuah, or he's Magdish something, so the Hekdish is Chal, a Neder and Shvuah, if he knows what he's talking about, Neder and the Shvuah is binding. So that's the question, what's the definition of a Mufla HaSamach Liyish? So we usually assume, like Rashi and Taisus, that it's a year before Bar Mitzvah. A year before. So you won't know till the child becomes Bar Mitzvah. So you say the year before. Normally a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah at 13, girl becomes Bar Mitzvah at 12. So in a normal case, a year before, that's called Mufla HaSamach Liyish. The Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam says, Mufla HaSamach Liyish means if you have shanim without simanim. They see that the Rambam understands that shanim is part of what makes him into a bar mitzvah. You need shanim plus simanim. It's not shanim, it's just a similar dover to know whether the simanim mishuma bialma or not. No, shanim plus simanim make him bar mitzvah. If you have shanim beli simanim, you're halfway there. And that's sufficient for nedar mishvus. The das hafloa doesn't require such a high level of das like by Mekir Chanemka. Das benigeh tenyon in the dar mishvus and the zivus hakdesh is called das haflor. You don't need such a strong das. If you have shana beli simanim, that's good enough. So you see, the Rambam holds. Rab Chaim has a whole piece on this in the Rambam, whether shanim is just a similar dava to indicate that the simanim are authentic simanim. It's not a shema b'yalma. No, the shanim create the gadlus. So the Rambam holds that the shanim create the gadlus. That's a shaila. The Gemara says, let's say a girl doesn't have shtei sairis, but she gave birth to a baby. Or let's say a boy doesn't have shtei sairis, but we know for sure that he's the father of this baby. So the Gemara says, banim kisimanim. If you have banim, that's the equivalent of having simanim. So if you have banim kisimanim, what are you going to say? It's shuma bi'alma. It's not a baby. It's a shade. It is a baby. You can't say shuma bi'alma. So if you say banim kisimanim, banim kisimanim, so do you need shanim? But he say, no, shanim is only that it shouldn't be shuma. But here, the banim are banim, they're not shadim. So you don't need shanim over there. They say, no, banim simanim, but you need simanim plus shanim. So that's a Rab Chaim points out, that's machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam. So he said, this is a fundamental machlokes, where the shanim is only to ascertain that the shtei sairis are not shuma b'alma. Oh no, shanim really creates the godless. If shanim creates the godless, then that's the dovish of the erva. It's not a zaitige thing. It's not stam a side point. Then on that you would need the shnei edim. So either you need shnei edim to say that he's a bar mitzvah, that he's shonim, or the father is neman. Also a pasuk. The father is neman to say, that's a gemara kiddushin, the father is neman to say that the child is a bar mitzvah. Nachamal, so what did we cover? We covered three out of the four cases. The fourth case was ben shevet bas, yeah. So the Shevet Bein and Shevet Bas, if the two Eid Echods are made on different times, what are they made on? What does Gemara say? Chen Shevet Bein Shevet Bas. What does it mean? Ii leim echad oim ha'achas begav echad oim ha'achas bekreisa. One Eid Echod says, I saw Steira Achas. One says, I saw Steira Achas. Each one says, she's a Ketana. I chatzida b'chatzi edesu. That's mamash chatzi edesu. No, echadoy mishtayim begab, echadoy mishtayim bekreis. One says that there are, I saw shtei sairis, but the halacha says you have to have two edim who say shtei sairis. One says I saw shtei sairis, and one says I saw shtei sairis at a different time, a different place in the body, and they're both acceptable. But they didn't say this. They didn't see the same shtei sairis. So the Gemara says that would be an example of the case that even the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach, would also be moided. That's according to the Nezik and the Beit Karna. Karna thinks that just like by Cheskas by Karka, if the two Eid Echad say we heard Hadas Baldin that the Karka is not his, it belongs to the Markama. So they're saying exactly the same thing. Not saying it's not Halvo Achar Halvo. It's not the Hezek Achar Hezek. Talking. It boils down to the exact same thing. So the Shtei Sarv is also exactly the same thing. Two Edom testify. One says, I know the person is a Gadol because I saw Shtei Sarv at this part of the body. The other one says, I saw Shtei Sarv the other part of the body. Yeah, Rashi has a Chiddush at Begaba. Rashi says, Ben Kishvi Yetzboi Sech, that the hair that grows over here is also counts for Shtei Sarv. Other Rishonim don't learn like that. Begaba Bekreis means on the Eva Ha'erva, but a different location on the Eva Ha'erva. Each one was looking at a different part of the Eva Ha'erva. But our Kalpanim, that's what the Gemara says, that it boils down to the same thing. It's not like a Halva Halva, that'll be a Machlekes Hatanoim. This case is like Shnayim Edim on a Karka, that according to Nizik and the Bekar, the Chama would be Moida. Yeah.
Don't we generally say that we don't remember not saying chazaka of the protection of the buyer?
Chazaka, the word chazaka has different meanings, yeah. So we say, let's say, there's a ruba de kamon, that something is true. The Gemara has a suffix, if I rent an apartment, leil yudalit, from a nissen, leil yudal from a religious person, do I have the right? I rented the apartment at 10:30 at night. So do I have the right to assume he's an Orthodox man? He probably did the B'dikas Chametz. Or should you be choshish that maybe, is there really such a rive or not? So Gemara asks, my nafkemina l'shayle? What's a nafkemina? Even if there is a chazake, that even if the likelihood is, even if there is a derubad leisa kamon, that he probably was b'dik, well, you should still ask him to make sure. Gemara says, he's not here to ask him. So do you have the right to assume there's such a Ruba de Leisa Kamon or not? So that's the Gemara that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You see from that Gemara that even when you have a Rav, whenever it's possible to be Baidik, to ask him point blank, will you Baidik the Hamas? So then you shouldn't rely on the Ruba de Leisa Kamon, you should check. Yeah. So usually there is such a klal. Whenever there's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon, you can easily ascertain by asking, so you should check. Yeah, over here it's probably embarrassing. What, to rely on? You got to ask the kid how they say. Boy, they're all hashiris. It's embarrassing. So the Gemara says we rely on this chazaka that called shegiel lechlal shanim hegiel lechlal simanim, but not benegea to let the girl do the chalitza. So that's a question in Sastir in the Magen Avraham in two places. In one place, the Magen Avraham says that the chumra is only by inyonim like dobish b'yervo. You wouldn't let the girl do chalitza. The Magen Avraham assumes that it applies to boy as well. Boy and the girl, the same thing. So by boy also, you wouldn't let him write a get lishma. You wouldn't let him sign on a get. You wouldn't allow him to be one of the edim on the get unless you do the bedika mamish. So one place the Magen Avraham understands that it's only a chumra midrabbanan by inyone yuchsin, like Dovish Abiyarvo, to write a get lishmot, to sign a get, to do a chalitza. And another place, the Magen Avraham assumes, by all dinim deraisa. By all dinim deraisa, you don't rely on chazaka derove, only by dinim derabonim. That you should let him daven fanomet, could get an aliyah. But then again, to dinim derabonim, you rely on chazaka derove. That's what's usually assumed. But then it points out in the Mesh of Dov that it's really a stira. There are two Magen Avrahams. Well, that's a Gemara Nidah, and that's a Gemara.
Father's believed to say that's the age of the son, that's also because of
Yachir. I don't think so.
I don't think that's based on Yaakov. I think the Gemara in Kiddushin that says the father's nemet to say how old the child is, I think the Gemara there gives a different reason why. I don't remember, but I don't think it's based on Yaakov. I don't think so. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. But later tomorrow we'll try to continue. On Sunday I realize I won't be able to be here at all, all day. Okay, so you have off. So when we decide what we want to learn on Thursday, whether the Chumash or Parsha, keep that in mind. Then next week, Sunday, I'm not going to be here. I have to have a Democratic vote. Yeah, I got two messages. What time should I call?
The guy spoke to me, so he said just to ask one of his friends.
I'll call him. I have his number. A bunch of eight. I may have it in my pocket. Do I have it? I left it at home. I left it at home.
Because we have it in my pocket, so I can ask. So
you're going
to call the guy, what time? Yes,
what
today,
time?
Today?
Should
I ask what time? Or tomorrow?
I'll try it tomorrow.
First part was to respond during shiur. Thank you.